This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards and Sons, edwardsvaham.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Health.
In the decommissioned Mack truck factory in Plainfield, New Jersey, a cutting-edge technology company is being born. Or pupating, if you will. With innovator and former opera singer Olive Lynch at the helm, Green Waste Technologies is creating generations of black soldier fly larvae, aka maggots, who will have two purposes in life. First, they will consume food discarded by homes and restaurants in order to remove tons of waste from the landfills of New York City's suburbs. Second, the flies themselves, in their pupal form, will be heated, pressed, and rendered into fish food so that in this very building, Olive can farm fish and organic lettuces fed in a closed system based on what others are already throwing away. Let's let Olive describe the process. She walks with a crutch, so you'll hear that in the background.
This is actually food waste right here. And what we do is we get the food waste from the commercial clients, we weigh it, and then we sort through it and then consolidate it. Now this thing here with the plastic, this is where the larva is. Now be prepared, it's going to be a little smelly in there.
Okay.
A lot of them down.
That doesn't smell so bad.
Yeah, but it can be, there's days when it is. This is what the larva looks like. And I don't know if you can see them like down in
Holy
here.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And you put food in there, they literally, like, this is a watermelon.
Oh my God. Wait, let me absorb this. It looks like mud,
yeah.
Like a brown.
It becomes like a compost because what
But it's not mud. It's writhing black soldier fly maggots who have spent the day turning the waste from a taco truck into compost.
Everything, and if you want to poke it, you'll see how soft it is. They've eaten everything but that tough exterior.
And then comes phase two. The larvae turn into pupa. You'll recall the life cycle of a fly from elementary school biology. And those pupa are rich in oil and protein, making them ideal for fish food.
Because the reason for that is people don't realize, I mean, there's worldwide demand for fish. And our oceans can't sustain human population's demand for fish. So fish farming is what is really going on right now. And the problem that people don't realize with fish, unlike chickens, like chickens are omnivores. They eat proteins and vegetation. Well, a lot of places have made their chickens vegetarians, which is fine. They can survive, but you can't do that with fish. Fish are carnivores. Most of their diet is made up of meat. They need certain things. Otherwise, it changes the flavor of the fish. So actually, with the black soldier fly, the U.S. Department of Cold Water Fish Marine Studies did a whole test where they did a side-by-side comparison of trout fed black soldier fly larvae and just regular fish meal, you know, which came from fish from the ocean. And people couldn't tell the difference.
And so the days of your salmon or tilapia being fed corn pellets could be over. But what's even more fascinating is how the food waste gets to Olive's facility in the first place. The restaurant waste is pretty straightforward. A truck comes and picks up what you're throwing away, but listen to the math.
Then that cost to recycle that food waste here in New Jersey is much less than it is to throw it away and put it in a landfill or burn facility because of the tipping fees. And tipping fees are the fees that different facilities charge for them to take your garbage. So here in New Jersey, tipping fees range anywhere from 62 to 120 a ton. Just depends what county you're in, because every county owns their garbage stream and how it's handled. Mm-hmm. So that cost for food waste recycling, there's only a couple of recyclers out there. There's one that we're using right now that we're working with. They charge 45 a ton, and then the big one in Delaware, they handle 500 tons a day. They're charging 55. So you compare 45 and 55 to 62, 80, 90, 100, just the underlying cost to get rid of the food waste is less. So separating it out, if you're a business and more than half of your garbage is food, it makes financial sense.
Financial sense indeed, but I've saved the best for last. If you happen to live in one of a select few neighborhoods in and around Plainfield, your food waste might be picked up by these guys.
Mark.
What's your name?
My name is Sean.
Hi, Sean. Nice to meet you.
A team of two draft horses goes street by street collecting full cans residents leave out with their trash and recycling, and Olive's team leaves behind a clean can each week, so you, the resident, never have to wash a stinky can. So this one person, Olive Lynch, has figured out a way to take potentially hundreds of thousands of tons of food waste out of the system every year and create a market for local farm-raised fish, organically produced lettuce, bone meal, mushrooms, compost, and maybe most importantly of all, jobs.
I went to Marshall State College up in New York, and I did a couple major internships with the school and stuff like that, driving some sausages and stuff.
And how did you find your way down here?
I contacted Olive contacted me through somebody at the resources through the school.
So she reached out to you and was like, hey, what are you doing this summer?
Yep, pretty much.
And how did you find your way here?
I was in sales at first.
Okay.
And then I actually got out of sales and she put me to work here.
How did you get to her in the first place?
Online.
Sales?
I saw online. An ad, yeah.
And what was it about it that you were like, yeah, I want to do
Well, this. I went to school for environmental management, so it was kind of up my alley. So
okay.
I was interested in working for the company, a green company.
She has young, passionate employees and has structured her company in a way that will promote growth from within.
Everyone wants to push to making everything automated, and people talk about technology creating jobs. Well, really, technology destroys jobs. People don't realize it. It creates a very specialized job, but you know, you do automation, you're often replacing 10 people with one person. So my goal is that by doing something that's manual, that it will create jobs. It'll create real jobs, and you know, and there's different levels of jobs in that in the work thing. And then what that does for us as a company, we don't have big capital costs. I'm not going to be buying $1 million pieces of equipment. And the other reasoning is that when you buy into a technology that costs you $1 million and it does a set thing, you're now locked into that process. You can't be flexible. You can't change. Where human beings have brains and people can adapt and change. I mean, and that's what everybody that works for me, it's like I said, what we're doing right now is not what we're going to be doing a year from now because it's going to morph. You know, as we grow, as we figure out things, we'll see efficiencies, you know, and we'll discard what we're doing now for something more efficient. And that's the beauty of being a human being, that we have brains and can think and can adapt.
Be elastic.
Be elastic, exactly. That's great, yeah.
For more information on Olive Lynch and Green Waste Technologies, visit grnwt.com. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Emily Peterson.